Blog Talk Radio.
It is completely black.
Well, turn it off and start all over.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. You have to do it again and then, yeah, go to that display thing. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us today. Hopefully you had a full, busy day filled with life and life more abundantly. And, we did, and we will continually have tonight's going to be another good night. We're talking about Jesus Christ is the same when, yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same, and I plan on, and you plan on seeing God move very mightily tonight in our life. Very, 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 very mightily in our life. And, you know, one of the things that we continually see Jesus doing in this day is mighty, marvelous, amazing miracles. And they're happening all around us. And the thing that's got to happen in our lives is we've got to truly and honestly just trust in God and say, we want to see it. We want to see it in our day. Amen. I want to see it in my day. And, you know,
That's where I'm at. I'm like, Jesus, thank you for doing it for those guys. But how about you do it for us right here in 2021, the year of faith, finances, and fun, and Father's fathomless love. All right. God is going to do a mighty work tonight.
Amen.
Get your family, get your friends, get your relatives, get them to the program. Tell them, yeah, I ain't missing for nothing. And here we go. Ready? Oh, come on.
I am ready. Are you ready?
Wow. Huh. I got worshiping God and forgot to put those two posts into the confessions to make. So let's grab them and we'll make them right at the beginning. He's still moving. He's still moving. Hey, good evening. Looks like we're live and we even got a notification. Thank you, Lord, for that. All right. Just like that. Hey, Becca Chapman.
Hi.
You're the first one here tonight. So back in the old days when we started this, Becca, we always had the first person here sing when the saints go marching in. So tonight, you get to be the one singing it. Wait, we got Becca Chapman and Al Barton.
Wow.
Brother Al came with us. Everybody together now, all together now. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching in. And then Sister Leanne sings the next verse. Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching in, oh yeah, I know I'll be in that number. When the saints go marching
in. One of these days I will learn to type and sing at the same time. I just haven't managed it yet.
She ain't doing too good tonight, topping and singing at the same time, boys and girls. Hey, guys, how you doing? Brother Al, how's your day go, man? Good to see you with us. Good to see you with us. Now, Sister Leanne, hey, Brother Al's singing. That's good. I always knew you was a good singer, Al. Oh, goodness. Thanks a lot. Call in on Blog Talk and everybody will be able to hear you. All right. Becca Chapman, how'd your day go, ma'am? Got the drummers are still going on my end. The drummers are still going. I actually didn't know there was a verse. Did you know there was a verse to when the saints go marching in?
Okay.
right, no. Spent money, got the Chuck legal fine. Got some trying to crawling twin grandsons. Ah, that's awesome. Grandsons are trying to crawl. That's always fun.
Oh,
watch
fun.
And see.
Yeah.
We thoroughly expect to have a report from you with pictures. Audrey has some grandkids of her own. She's been with. That's awesome. Glad to have you. Welcome, everybody else. All the marching in. And Brother Al and Sister Becca and Sister Leanne and I have already sang the opening song. If you missed it, don't miss it again. Just
call you up front and make you sing it by yourself.
We'll bring you right up on the platform and let you sing it all by your lonesomeness. Yeah, hang on just a second, Gwen. That's interesting that you said that. Do we have the confession over the technology?
Yeah.
That is not the one that we posted, though.
It isn't? Both of the ones that were in the tent thread is what I grabbed.
Well, one made it. Sister Gwen and anybody else listening, right before we started, our internet went off completely. Everything just gone. But I don't know what that is because I got really good speed. So I'm not sure what happened, but it popped back up all of a sudden. So I know our router turned all the way off and turned all the way back on. YouTube is up. So if you'd like to be there, we welcome you guys there too. Julian and Bamala are with us. Hey, it's good to have you guys with us. Julian and Bamala, give us an update. How you guys doing? We declare Brother Julian's eyesight is perfect. And all of his organs and his glands and his muscles and his cells and his tissues are working. And his bones are going to praise him. How's the song go? Something about these bones are going to praise him. What's that song? Hallelujah. I know. There's something about a song where the bones are going to praise him. Good evening, Dave. Good to have you with us. YouTube should be up. Huh. And that's something. Sunday Geyser's with us.
Did you get it?
Ready? I did not know. Why is it already there?
Kathy's here. Hello, Kathy and Dave.
Wow.
Wilma. Wow.
Kathy Anger.
Everybody popped in here.
Kathy Angaroni. About 45 minutes ago, I had the thought to call and make sure you were here tonight. All the checks done. Admission for the operation on the 10th. Operation scheduled for the 11th of May. Praying for the Lord's healing. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak life into Julian's body.
Amen.
We, the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we, the sons and daughters of Almighty God, we, the ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven and ministers of reconciliation, we declare over our brothers tonight and our sister Julian, we declare supernatural help and life and strength
in their bodies right here, right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thyroid nodule, you do what you're supposed to be doing. Whatever this is, we declare all of the organs of Brother Julian's body, I declare what we, the community of faith, declare life and restoration to your body. Now, I know Brother Bill said don't shake him and don't scream, and I do my best not to shake nothing. I usually sit here and hold on to my hand so I don't get all fired up, but we declare life in you and life more abundantly. According to Psalm 91, verse 16, Julian, with long life, he satisfies you. And he shows you his salvation. Long life is filled with satisfaction. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2 says, it'll be health, or verse 8 says, it will be health to your body and strength to your bones. And the word of God by which you live, my brother, now produces life. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is producing life right now on the inside of you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody in agreement, say amen.
Amen.
It is done for Julian. It is done for our brother Julian in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare no matter what chemical he ever could have come in contact with, no matter what human force there could be, we declare all of it submit to the word of God and life and strength come to our brother now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare over Julian and Vimala that they have supernatural strength in their body. They live as those who are younger than who they are. In the mighty name of Jesus, 20 years they're younger. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the life-producing God puts that strength with that long life, you have satisfied them and showed them your salvation in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray over Kathy Angaroni. Let's see, what's her husband's name? Matt?
Yes.
Matt and Kathy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Boy, there's an anointing here tonight. I want, can you get the prayer clause wherever they are? There is an anointing here tonight. The whole time we were worshiping, with those worship songs in the tent of meeting thread, the anointing of God kept building on us here in this, in our house, here in this room. And that anointing's been building for this time right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the instruction of Almighty God, prayer clause out. These prayer clause have been prayed over many times. Now, I've been praying on this situation with you, Kathy, with Joey. And tonight, as we were worshiping earlier with the music in the Ten of Meeting thread, Holy Spirit said tonight, he wanted to move in these those who have autism.
Mm-hmm.
Very specifically. And heal. Same thing with you, Chris, with Dane.
Yeah.
I declare in the mighty name of Jesus right now tonight, the plan of God in your life, in your family, in your place, in what you're doing, the life of God right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we have spoken to that spirit of infirmity. Remember, there's no fear in saying any of this about this. We speak to it. These children were made healthy and whole for this earth. God has a plan for them. He has an anointing on their life that is health and healed and wholeness. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I speak to you, spirit of infirmity, again right now tonight. Your power is broken in Joey's life and in Dane's life. We speak it over Amanda. We speak it over Rivers, Miracle Man.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, autism, release your grip. Release your grip. These are the children of God. And you release your grip now. You are nothing but a little demon. And your power was broken. When Jesus, before the foundation of this earth, gave blood, he stripped you of your power at the cross. You have no power. I speak the name that is above every name. The name of Jesus produces life and healing right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Beyond anything any of us have ever imagined, we speak this life right now to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We declare that this almighty salvation, this is interesting, of Almighty God by his righteousness flows into your life, into your family, into your home, into these people, your children. Life happens to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I speak peace to your life, Kathy. I speak peace to your life, Chris. Joy. I speak peace to your life. Peace. I speak restoration. Our Father restores the years the locust has eaten, just as if it never was there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it is done. It is done. Where's our prayer list, though? Everybody say it. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Now, very specifically tonight before the program started, I was told to make sure that Kathy was here and Chris was here. Now, Father, right now we lift our hands in praise and in honor and in thanksgiving to you, because you are great and you do miracles that are so great. You are great and greatly to be praised. We give you glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow into their bodies now. The manifestation of the Spirit of Almighty God flow into their life and bodies now in Jesus' mighty name. Oda sambrande ke la ma do di bula. Omba la sede benemuka. Ando la cinema bade kaluse in evitemo. We build up ourselves in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Ande balaka bade manunde dada balasa ninde maka. Father, right now, I speak to every one of you right now. If you don't have the prayer language of the Spirit, I say, receive the prayer language of the Holy Spirit now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. It is done. It is done. Huh. What are you showing me, Father? No more abuse. No more confusion. Bodies healthy, strong, normal, completely functioning. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the confusion of psychology and medicine broken. And the power of Almighty God flow tonight and every day into their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's sing a song. Want to? I do. Let's sing one of our favorites. Start a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Start a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. There's no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Then hearing our love with people we love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love with people we love. Start a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Start a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love with people we love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love with people we love. Start a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Start a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. I start a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Well, that song there will last forever. I love that song. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love with people we love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love with people love. Well, we'll just let the band paint it in the background while we get busy here. I call this done in Jesus' name. I hope that you're able to follow along with us. Mary, Pastor Rick has already got her card up. Number five, my friend. I hope you're able to follow some of these worship songs that I'm putting on the tent meeting thread. That tent meeting thread's going to get really busy and really active, and there'll be a lot of information in there. And right now, it is very important that we just are preparing our hearts and worshiping and praying and learning that what it takes to have God's presence show up in a mighty way and change a city is that you and I are prepared in our hearts. All afternoon, you know, from 5 o'clock on, 5 o'clock our time on, the manifest presence of God is powerful in this house. That worship music was powerful. He's still moving. He's still moving. He's still moving right here, right now, today, in lives of people. And I declare it in your life. He's still moving. I declare that you guys all of a sudden just wake up and realize some difference happened in my life and something changed. I had somebody text me this afternoon and said, I have been healed. something changed in my life. Sister Donna messaged us just after she was first started being here with us and said, all of a sudden, I'm up and moving. I'm going. Well, what is it? It's the manifest presence of God. And it's because you and I give ourselves to the Word of God. Is it about human? It's not about an organization. It's because we give ourselves over to the mighty, wonderful, awesome presence and power of Almighty God every time we come here. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I think since we're singing, we might as well sing. You want to sing another one? I do want to sing another one. This is a Mary Pastor Rick's favorite. Maybe. Now, give me just a second. I'm thinking I'm learning a new process here. And it's helping me be able to and it, when you see it, you might be like, Pastor, what is all this stuff you're putting in there? Well, as long as I can put in some kind of a extender, it seems like my extenders are working. I hadn't thought about this until we just got busy. You might be like, well, why can't we help you? Well, because, here we go, watch this. This is the song. This is how I fight my battles. Let's see if my extenders worked. Give Leanne the mic. Isn't that something? They still jammed that thing up on me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be that living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me, be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be that living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be that living sanctuary for you. How about this one? I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Just lift your hands to me. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you.
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I posted up here the surrounded, fight my battle, and it looked like it worked. So I'm going to put it in here. It's going to be pinned. Now, if when we pin something in the comments, it doesn't let you scroll through it all the way, if you scroll back up into the comment where it's posted and click see more on the spot where it was posted, usually on your phone, you have the ability to, it'll open up, you'll be able to see that whole song there. You'll notice I added some random punctuation and random letters in between some of the phrases because otherwise they keep jamming it on me. I'm not sure why that keeps happening, but sooner or later we'll master it because it doesn't do it with everything. Isn't that interesting? It just does it with this song. So, here we go. Let's sing this. There's a table that you've prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood it shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood is shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. And I believe you overcome. And I will lift my song up. Praise for all you've done. And I believe you've overcome. And I will lift my song. Praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. They may look, I'm
surrounded because I'm surrounded by you, Lord.
They may think like I'm surrounded because I'm surrounded by you. That's just crazy.
Oh,
Sorry. I'm trying to keep my composure, but it's like, why would you add those words into my text like that? What is wrong with these people? Sorry, it got me. That's just too funny. It may think like I'm surrounded. Well, all right then. Hallelujah. Think however you want to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to the bottom. It may look like I'm surrounded because I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded because I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. And we sing glory, honor, power, and praise to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. Okay, that's enough.
Say that part once.
Here we go. Everybody raise your hands and say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing like the words of the overhead being messed up that just changed the whole atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus.
Dave says, come, Holy Spirit, let us feel your presence.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dave. Come, Holy Spirit, let us feel your presence. Amen.
Loretta.
So on tune tonight. Beautiful. Thank you, Mary. Loretta said, prayers, please. Shannon's here. Mary Pastorek, minus four. We've dropped 9 spots in one night. That's really messed up.
In one song.
All right, here we go. Loretta, if we can, if you want to tell us what to pray for, we can. Otherwise, we'll be praying for you. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, this has been a night of prayer so far and a night of worship. And we add our sister Loretta to it. We don't know. And you know what? You know. Father, just in obedience to your Holy Spirit, we speak life to our sister right now. Life to you, Loretta. And understanding and peace and strength to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now we bind. All right. Is that supposed to be tumors or tremors? In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare life, Loretta.
Yes.
With Psalm 91:16 says, with long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Now, Jesus, went everywhere doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, healing all. And right now, we speak Psalm 91:16 to our sister.
Yes.
And we speak Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Since the Spirit of God lives inside of you, that same Spirit gives you life to your mortal body in the mighty name of Jesus In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray it, we declare it, we speak it, we proclaim it. And according to God's holy word, that's what our place is. It's to speak, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, everybody just say this out loud over the radio. We declare right now.
We declare right now.
Supernatural revelation.
Supernatural revelation.
To fill your life.
To fill your life.
With great understanding.
With great understanding. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Dan is with us tonight. Bless you, Brother Dan. Where are you coming from tonight? Oh, Velma's with us. There's a whole bunch of people showed up. I haven't said anything to you yet. We love you guys. Thanks for joining us while we surrounded the enemy and took him out with laughter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kathy Angaroni, I just want you to know I'm not messing with you, ma'am. We win. Let me say something right now. Alabama. It's a good place to be, Dan. There's good folk in Alabama. I want to say this. Listen to this word. Tonight might just get a night of healing all night long. Would that be all right with everybody? We had healing miracles all night long for everybody that's here. Thank you for coming, Loretta. We're glad you came.
Yes.
We're glad that you ask us to pray. I want everybody to think about this. You could, if you want to answer it, you can do it. How many of you have felt like you didn't have enough faith or understanding to receive a miracle? Have you ever felt that way? I know I've felt that way. I've felt, man, there's just no way. I just don't have enough faith to receive this miracle. But when Loretta said, pray for me, that thought came to me. Loretta, you have enough faith to receive this miracle.
Yes, amen. Yes, she does.
And as soon as I saw that, I looked up and saw Brother Dan's name, and I remembered a conversation that Dan and I had a couple, I don't know, probably last week or something, where we were talking about this. Because some people look at me and say, well, Pastor, of course you have faith. You're the pastor. Well, that's not necessarily so. You know how many pastors I know that have zero faith? They can't even get a sniffle healed. Hey, Audrey Van Gessel. Audrey Van Gessel, we love you, but we need pictures. When babies are born, we need pictures. Bless you, ma'am. Thanks for being here. So let's grab a verse on that. Let's grab a verse right now. Let's grab two verses while I sit here. The numbers seem to be growing, but that's all right. Let's just grab a verse. Everybody's waving their hands, so I figured I'd wave back.
And they were saying yes.
I know. I'm saying yes, too. We love you, Audrey, and we're glad you're here and a part of what we're doing. You're very, very welcome. Now watch. Hebrews 13, 8. Hebrews 13, 8. Now, I just want you to know that there's times in my own life, even since we've been doing this, where I'm just like, I don't even have the faith to do this. And God's like, would you quit trying to do it in your strength? Okay, yes, sir. Look what this says. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There ain't a single one of us can get healed in our own strength. Just let it soak in. How are you going to get healed in your own strength? You're not. I'm not. It don't matter how much you hear me say bold and strong. Yeah, I hear Brother Mike bold and strong. Some of these other people just bold and strong. But wait, listen. It don't matter how much bold and strong you hear in us. We're bold and strong because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because it isn't about us. It can be about us. How? What do I got? My name is Samuel John Cottle. I was born at 1696 Morton. Well, no, I wasn't born there, but that's where I lived and growed up, inside of Cedar Swamp. There was no healing power out in that Cedar Swamp. Well, there was, and you get up in them cedars, that was really cool. But, I mean, you know, besides that, that was just for kids. Say this with me. Jesus is the same.
Jesus is the same.
Now, go with me to Acts. So I'm up to about five verses, not just one, but we'll get there. We're going right now to Acts, and we're going right now to Acts. Are you guys there yet in Acts?
Yep.
We're going to Acts 3:16. Oh, that's a good one. It's easy to remember that one. Acts 3:16. And his name, and faith in his name, has made this man strong. How many believe the name of Jesus has great power?
Yes, yes.
Wait, think about this. How many of you yourselves have ever used the name of Jesus as a weapon against our enemy? All signified by the raising of the right or the left hand. If you have ever one time used Jesus' name as a weapon praying for somebody, you have enough faith inside of you to receive anything by the power of Jesus' name. Why? Because you already took it and was using it like a lightsaber. May the force be with you. Come on. May the force be with you on Cinco de Mayo. Amen, amen, amen. Well, then you should be able to say it. I have enough faith in his name because I've already used his name.
So you do have the faith.
Say it. I do have the faith. Wait, listen. I really want you to get this. Do not be condemned. And say, well, I'm like a pastor. You ought to see me sometimes. Wait, they probably shouldn't, should they?
Well, there are probably sometimes they shouldn't.
That's probably sometimes you shouldn't. Amen. All right, all right, all right.
But sometimes they should.
Why are you saying this, Pastor? Because what the enemy's deception wants to do to every single one of us is to say, well, you did this and did that and said this and said that. And don't you remember when? And he puts up that smoke screen that says, you can't do that in Jesus' name because of that you did back there. And you and I got to just say, in the name of Jesus. No. You don't know how to send them. It's okay. I know. I'm just teasing with you, Audrey. I know sooner or later we'll see pictures of grandbabies because that's how every grandmama is. Sister Becca was talking about she got a couple that's trying to crawl. I think it's amazing when kids start to crawl. Remember the first time they roll over? And everybody's like, oh, they roll over, they roll over, they roll over.
And they look at you like, did you see that?
Birthday. So if you see her show up, guys, everybody say something. If I miss it, make sure you say happy birthday to my mom if you see her show up, because we sing. If she doesn't show up by a little bit of time here, I'm calling her on the phone through Blog Talk Radio, and all of us are going to sing happy birthday to her. But my mom said that I just was standing alongside the couch one day and took off running.
And haven't
stopped running since then. Everybody read what Shannon wrote, because I can't seem to read it. Here we go. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Every time you and I look cancer and say, in the name of Jesus, bow, we have enough faith in Acts chapter 3, verse 16 to see our life change and we're needing. Christine Scargill's here.
Hello, hello.
Welcome. You don't think I rolled? I just started running. Should have seen me. I came up off the bed and I was in a karate stance.
That would not surprise me, actually.
I told my mom, never mind pulling the side of that crew up. I'm going to come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to see this. Say it with me. I have faith in his name. I'm going to read it again. Thank you for putting that scripture in, Shannon. I appreciate that. Acts chapter 3, verse number 16. And his name and faith in his name has made this man strong. You guys hear me pray, and I hear you guys pray in the name of Jesus. What does that do for us, Pastor? Well, it proves that you believe in his name or you wouldn't speak it. Some of you might say, Pastor, I want more faith to receive. Then you start speaking the name of Jesus against our enemy all day long. Because the more you use it as a weapon, like a lightsaber, the more it becomes power and strength in your life every single day. Watch. Let's read. I want to read Acts 3:12 now. So when Peter saw it, the people were amazed. He responded to them and said, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness, we have made this man walk. Let's read it again. Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Well, the lame man's walking, Peter. With all due respect, sir. Why do you look intently at us as though by our own power or godliness, we made this man walk? I'm going to tell you right now. We've seen quite a few miracles this week right now already. And these people dealing with autism, you might as well just join in with me. We're not stopping until this body of believers can speak to that spirit and it's crushed and removed immediately. And it not just be me, it be every one of us. Now, wait a minute, Pastor, how do we get that much faith? You don't. It is just his name and faith in his name that makes this man strong. Jesus has been given a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confess. Ready? Everybody say this with me. Autism. Your power is broken. Get off of their life in the name of Jesus.
Right here, right now,
it's done. Now watch this. That's a good question, Audrey. Do you believe it can take steps to get a stronger faith? Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Here's the step. You start out saying, in the name of Jesus. And then you speak to something. Now listen. Don't speak to stupid things in the name of Jesus. Huh?
Define that.
If you're coming up to the stoplight and you blow it, you should say, in the name of Jesus, I go all the way through and nobody hits me. Mm-hmm. But don't just use the name of Jesus to turn every light green on your way to town. All right? Now, you can believe God for favor, and then it all lines up. Point is this. The more you use that name respectfully and in authority, the more that name has power for you.
Yeah.
Let's look at it as a weapon. You know, well, I thought I had a spoon that I could use. Here we go. Oh, that makes me angry.
Did it still have frosting in it?
No,
stuck it in the drawer?
Now watch this. Every one of you prayed for Sunday the other day. You needed prayer. Sister Fred showed up at noon the other day and you prayed for her and God touched her. You guys helped us pray for Susan Siegfried. And the doctor said, we don't have nothing else to do for you. And for however many days she was in the hospital, we were the force that caused her to get out. Brother Warren Walsh texted me today and said he goes home tomorrow from the hospital after that accident. Say this. I spoke that.
I spoke that.
I spoke that. I spoke it. Let's think about somebody else here. Who else is here? Velma the other night was having that problem. And we spoke over it. God moved just like that. Say this with me. I am using Jesus' name
like
a weapon every day. See, it's his name and faith in his name that makes you strong. And I wanted to ask this question, how many of you ever felt like you don't have enough faith for it? Well, if you got enough faith to get saved, that's the greatest miracle there ever could be, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is greater than all your sins forgiven? Anybody want to raise your hand and say, thank God, my sins are forgiven?
Yeah, my sins are forgiven.
Wait a minute, I'll type in there on that one. See if it lets me.
Robert is here now.
Hey, Brother Robert Mulderman, welcome.
Library asks, do you believe it can take steps to get a stronger faith?
Yes, that's what we've been in.
Oh, did you share it already?
Thank you. I'm using Jesus' name as a weapon. If a perpetrator walks in your house, you're just going to open up the fridge and say, would you like to empty my refrigerator? Brother Dan, religion would have you be afraid to use the name of Jesus because you might use it improperly or in vain. That's a good statement, Dan. But wait. That's the spirit of religion that would say that.
Yeah.
I want you to see something. Brother Jesse Duplantis, which is one of God's great generals of this day, said God told him to do something. I forget what it was in the ministry. And he said, Lord, I don't know how to do that. He said, that's right, Jesse. That's why I chose you to do it. He goes, well, why would you choose me to do that if I don't know how to do that? He said, because if you do it wrong, you won't know because you don't know what you're doing. Now watch. Let me ask another question because we're helping people tonight get this. Is there a wrong way to use the name of Jesus? Well, you can answer it if you want to. I said that, and Sister Leanne looked at me like, am I supposed to be answering? Hi, I got the answer over here. Amen. Hallelujah. Wait, think about it. What is the wrong way to use the name of Jesus? The only way that would be wrong of you using Jesus' name is if you're using it selfishly. Or you're using it for vainglory. All right. Or you're using it to control somebody or do something bad to someone. All of those are ixnay on the upadstay. Don't do that, all right? Don't do that. Right?
Right.
Because that's not what you use it for. But there's no wrong way to say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. You guys have seen me over and over speak a word and then sit here and say, well, isn't that something? You heard me say it. Well, isn't that something? And then I'll say, well, listen to this. And if you look at my face, I got just as much wonder on my face as you got on yours. Why? Because I'm hearing God speak to me, and he is going to be speaking to you that same way. I have done that for years, chasing evil or making them be quiet in Jesus' name, but they continue to grab on him. Yes, there is a wrong way. Name of Jesus. I've done that for years, chasing evil or making them be quiet in Jesus' name. They continue to grab on him. There must be a word out of order there because I'm having a hard time understanding that. But just hit it again, Audrey. Just hit it again. That's why I'm saying this. I like what you said, Dan. That was a powerful statement. The spirit of religion would like you to believe that you better be careful, because what if you use it improperly? If your heart is right before God, God will lead you in the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
He will lead you there, and you will function properly, and you'll see God do some big things through you. Why? Just because he wants to use you. Just because he wants to use you. I look at everybody that's here tonight. Now, I can see we got Sunday and Chris and Christine over on YouTube. But then there's a bunch more of you on YouTube tonight. Whoever you are, if you don't mind, sign in or shoot me a text or something. Let me know you're there, because I want to see you doing this. It's like Dan last night when we were talking about or yesterday at noon when we were talking about hooking up to the internet and streaming over in somebody else's house or something. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to send tonight's program to the guy in the semi next to me. Hallelujah. Well, point is this: if you don't use his name for vainglory, and don't just go out demon hunting, that's not what God's desire is for you. Evil spirits grab on him and make him act very ugly and mean at times to us, his family, and make them be quiet. Hold on just a second. I got to pin that because you guys are making comments. No, that is very right. That's very right, Mary Pastorick. Evil spirits grab on him and make him act very ugly and mean at times to us, his family. Make them be quiet by praying in Jesus' name. I even show the kids, watch how great Jesus is. And I say, in Jesus' name, evil spirits that are in this house or this car, you must be quiet. Then my husband gets back in the car from paying for gas. He's nice. I got your statement. That's what Sir Audrey is saying here. When you begin to speak to something, an evil spirit, that's very true. that it might make them come off stronger. That's very, very much that could happen. But the reality of it is the name of Jesus will also silence that spirit that's trying to make a mess, trying to get worse. Now, we started tonight out speaking to the spirit of autism. All right? The spirit of autism is no bigger than a cold. What makes it bigger? Wow. I command you in Jesus' name to leave my computer alone. Isn't that something? What makes the spirit of autism bigger or tougher to deal with than a common cold? The reason I'm pausing is I want us all to think about it. Because when it comes down to it, that verse that Shannon posted earlier, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. How many knees?
Every.
Is the common cold, is it a part of every knee? It is. Is autism a part of it?
Yes.
How about cancer?
Yes.
How about AIDS?
Yes.
How about, what's this thing we're dealing with right now? Oh, COVID. Wow. I declare my comments come back to me now in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody makes a huge fuss over it. Becca, that's exactly what I was looking for right there. And what ends up happening is we build something up in our mind. Now, let me say something. I don't want nobody throwing nothing at me here. And I love every one of you that are in this battle. And it's a serious battle. Autism changes your whole life. And a common cold does not. Autism affects everything. So I'm not making light of it as what? There ain't no problem here. What's everybody trying to figure out? And that's another one of them, Sunday, right there, is fear. But watch this. Watch what I'm saying. Well, watch what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because if we bring every one of these things down where God has it, that it must submit to the name of Jesus, we will never again ooh or ah over any demon. We will look at him and say, it doesn't matter, bow. Whether it's a common cold or it's a serious thing like autism or like osteoporosis. That is a very serious physical problem. Fibromyalgia is a serious problem. All right? So please, nobody be angry at me saying, well, Pastor, you're just acting like it ain't no big deal. No, it is a big deal because it affects every part of your life. But the reality is to our Jesus, the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. And that same Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and he's trying to get out. And if you and I will meditate this word good enough, that we'll let the name of Jesus be the mighty, powerful force it is on the face of this earth, it won't matter to us what you got. We're going to speak the name of Jesus. We're going to speak the healing power of God. It's going to flow on us as ambassadors and ministers of reconciliation. And it's going to obliterate any of it, no matter what it is. Let's go back to our verse, Acts chapter 3. And his name. and faith in his name has made this man strong.
Now, Sunday said, would it be fair to do a dress already? And I'm not sure if that's about me.
Yes, I did. Okay. I just addressed it.
I was typing in that.
All right. Please type and pay attention at the same time. And if you would, while you're typing and paying attention and making comments and liking everything, could you pin something for me if I get my comment back? Because, and I need coffee too, and the lights are a little off. If you could change them. Just so everybody knows, Leanne does a serious amount of work here. As she's really highly underpaid. She needs to be paid more. And I'm the boss. And there's the comments back. Well, hallelujah. No, I'll deal with that. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let me get back. If I get frustrated, call on Jesus. No, that's not wrong. That's right, Mary. Dan, he will lead you in the paths of righteousness. Amen. Happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday, Mom. Amen, amen. When the person has it, lets the evil come back, because once evil removed, person lets you come back, more come with the evil spirit. Now, that's a very serious situation
there.
That
is a serious situation.
Yeah. Thank you, Shannon, for giving me a life vest. Or wait, those are anchors. Now, but what are you doing, Pastor? Well, you and I have faith in the name of Jesus to be saved, and that's the greatest miracle there ever was. Dr. Billson, it must have been 2 years ago at the Faith Conference, made a statement that just rocked my whole world, and it's been rocking it ever since. He makes this statement, one of the greatest challenges you and I will ever face is learning to act like God. I appreciate you always throwing me a life vest anchor. Not quite sure what that's about, but anyways, you know. But think about this. He said, Dr. Winston makes a statement, and it's one of those statements you get from men and women of God, great men and women of God, and it just rocks your world. He said, one of the biggest challenges you and I will ever face is that we actually have to stop acting like us and act like God. Thank you, Becky. Yeah, come on. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak peace into Kathy Angaroni's life.
Amen.
Now, Kathy, I've been following that deal with you. And I really want to say truth, but make sure that doesn't adjust your peace. It's the truth, but you stay in peace. And now we're going to know the truth because the healing is manifested. We will not bow to this. We will not bow to this in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if you're calling out for help or to call in his presence, on his presence, only would be wrong to use it if in the context of a cuss word. Yeah. Many people have said that taking Jesus' name in vain is by cussing, using his name as a curse word. It's very true. I wouldn't do that if I were you at all. That's very, very dumb and ignorant and foolish and short-sighted and could get a visit that you didn't necessarily was hoping to have. Say this with me. Faith in his name.
Faith in his name.
Faith in his name is what made that man strong. I rebuke the enemy's influence on our life, sister. He cannot come near her. She's a child of Almighty God and covered under the blood of Jesus. Well, now listen, that's a powerful prayer. And every one of us speak amen. Make sure you like or or answer that message there. Don't I get to see the thread or something? There. Amen, Shannon. Oh, Jesus. I don't know who Kay is, but I just want to get involved, and then what happens? I come back. Woo! I didn't lose my comments. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Look at the verse. Sister Wilma, I call you blessed tonight, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you. I've been praying. I've been praying peace for you all week, Kathy. Galatians 2:20. Sister Sunday said, would it be fear? Yeah, fear is very much a part of it. But I think one of the best answers tonight came from Brother Dan. The spirit of religion doesn't want you to speak the word.
Yeah.
Why? Because as soon as you learn the power of Jesus' name and you start functioning in it, I'm going to tell you right now, that enemy knows as soon as you grasp the power of Jesus' name, his days are numbered. Why? Because you now have complete control over that enemy.
Hallelujah.
I started to say it. I was going to show you some weapons, and then I just decided that might not be a good idea to show you weapons on the camera. I don't know whether it is or not, but anyways. You can take on a thief with a butter knife or a butcher knife or a pistol or a rifle or a shotgun. But if a thief opens the door and you got a bazooka over your shoulder, he's probably going to think again about why he's come back. This is what I want you to know. Whether or not you feel like you have enough faith, speak the name of Jesus as a weapon every time you need things to come in order.
Yeah.
And know that he wants you to do that. Where did I tell you to go? Does anybody know?
Galatians
chapter 2, verse 20. Watch what this says. Or the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know which one that belonged to, but amen. Bless you, Audrey. You know, it takes a special breed of people to make it around here, because you got to be able to look at the comment and say, oh, yeah, 2 minutes ago. There we go. My first realization that God does answer prayer when you call on his name is when I was pressured with a cantankerous negative husband. He was like burned saddle. I just prayed in Jesus' name, put a muzzle on his mouth, and he did. Mary, take the muzzle off your husband. Don't do that. It's not nice. There we go. Mary has muzzles that she sells on the side. They're called husband muzzles. Just shot contactor. She'll help you. You can take on a human body with man's weapon, but to take on evil, you need Jesus and God. Amen. That's really good, Becca. Because I had a young man in church one time. A pastor, last night, I called the devil in my bedroom with me. I'm like, you did what? He said, I called the devil right in my bedroom. I'm like, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
He said, because I'm ready. I'm a fighter. I can fight him. I'm like, dude. He's not a human. You can't knife him. You can't shoot him. You can't. You've got to fight it with the weapons. I like what Becca said. You can take on a human body with man's weapons, but you have to take on evil in the name of Jesus and God to cast it out. Amen. Let's keep reading. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Somehow you guys knew I was going to get back to this verse tonight, because it's the foundation of who we are. It is no longer I live. Say it with me. Jesus is alive in me.
Amen. Jesus is alive in me.
I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. What does that mean? That means that old man died. And there's a new man living in you. And what is his name? His name is Jesus. And it's that new man that you got to submit to and remind the old man it's dead. Say to the old man, you're dead. I remember Dr. Berkeley's story about quitting drinking. He said, I called all my relatives that were close, all my friends, and he said, I told them, we're going to have a burial tonight. And he said, down the sink, Johnny Walker went. And the bottle, right into the incinerator. I was there to witness it, but Dr. Berkeley doesn't lie. And so, what are you telling me? I'm telling you that the old man died when you were born again. Start telling that old man it's dead. Say this with me. Old man, you died.
Old man, you died.
I am alive under Christ.
I am alive under Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, say this with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every one of my relatives.
Every one of my relatives.
Walking with God.
Every day.
Every day. Say it again. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every one of my relatives.
Every one of my relatives.
Walking with God every day.
Walking with God every day.
You want to say it again? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare. All of my relatives. Walking with God every day.
Walking with God every day.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen. Nobody. I'm not looking at anybody, so nobody. Don't anybody stare me down now. Quit trying to force people to walk with God. All right. I'll say it now to YouTube. I'm going to walk over by those guys now. Now, you quit trying to force everybody to walk with God. I'm going to say it to the balcony. Hey, you guys in the balcony, quit trying to force everybody to walk with God. And speak the name of Jesus and let him bring them to the kingdom. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
What if you know you're not the same, but others don't believe it? I am forgiven. I am a new child. That's a good question, Kathy. That's a good question. Punch him in the eye and see if he'd think that that's a new you. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That was a joke. Kathy? Grab him right by the shirt and say, remember this, Kathy? Well, that's not who I am. Let me give you a hug. Come on. You can't force people to walk with God. But you can use the name of Jesus on everything around them so they have the ability to see how good our God is. And it'll be a blessing to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray every night every person on earth finds the love of God that they may feel the amazing peace and love in his presence that I feel. Amen. Oh, my. Let's see. I got to be careful what kind of pastoral permissions I'm handing out here tonight. Why did you just grab me like that? darling, because my pastor told me to. Hey, really? Well, yeah, I'm not supposed to punch you, just hug you. No, that's a good question, Kathy. Thank you for asking it. Everybody say it again. I am crucified with Christ.
I am crucified with Christ.
It's not me that's living, but it's Christ.
Yeah.
It is Christ that is living in you. I want you to see what it says. The life I now live in this flesh. Ready? Everybody point at Kathy Angeroni. Wait. The life I live in this flesh. Right here. I live by the faith of the Son of God. See, what's really got to happen, guys, is we got to get a change of, your heart's already changed. Jesus did that. Now we got to get La Acabesa to line up with La Word of God. Why? Because as soon as we start living these verses and we grab a hold of it and hold on to it, no matter what, that thing has to work because God, we read in our first verse tonight was Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I think, Kathy, probably the last person, probably, let's see, how do you say this? I'm going to speak it in faith right now, so let's back up a little bit. That's good. That's really good, Mary. Thank you. Now watch. Those who are the closest to you will either be the first to see the change or the last. Now, that I'm not setting a rule. But why do you say that, Pastor? Well, because they saw your other attitude in life that you lived. And they might be like, well, yeah, you said you changed before, and where are we at? Well, we are at change. Say this with me. I am a minister of reconciliation.
I am a minister of reconciliation.
And just nail it. I am not going back. Yeah. I will never go back to that old. Never. Let's read it again. Everybody read Galatians 2:20 with me. Read it right out loud. If you don't have it, find it. If you can't find it, fudge it. Somebody paste it in the comments, if you would, Galatians 2:20. The thing we've got to do, not only Kathy, but everybody that's just dealing with the same issue, is let your words be words seasoned with grace. And you've got to just continually speak the grace of God and watch God move mightily in your life. Galatians 2:20. I was just asking for somebody to post this, but everybody could read it off of the same verse and we could read it together. You got to put it in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What is that all about? Oh, all right, there you go. All right. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Sister Leanne. Thank you, anybody else that's searching for it. Now it's in the comments so everybody can read it. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is what I just saw, Kathy. Watch this. This is what I just saw while we were reading that verse. The next time you hug him, inside your spirit, say, this is Jesus hugging you right now. If the Father tells you to say it out loud, do it. But otherwise, while you're hugging him, just put your arms around him and say, on the inside, the life I live by Jesus, and say, Jesus is hugging you now. Why? Because Jesus hugs, destroys every yoke, removes every burden, and produces life. Every one of you, listen to this statement, who have a child who is more troubled than the rest of them in your family, hug them often. Why? Because they probably got a very large gift in God, and somehow our enemy can see that gift. And many times the child who has the greatest gift are the ones who are really having the enemy's fighting, because he doesn't want that gift to come alive in this world. Yeah. Hug him and just wrap your arms around him and say, I love you. You are valuable to me. You are valuable to God. You are a child of God. If they came from your womb, you just point at your belly and say, I carried you right here, and the God of heaven is working in your life right now. If it's one of your grandkids, you hold them and you say, you are my beloved son or daughter in whom I am well pleased, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak life to our sister right now. We speak life into this family in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And every bit of trauma. Wait, everybody, let's practice right now. You ready? There you go. That's done. This thing's done. Joey lives a normal life as a normal person. This spirit is broken. Everybody say it. That spirit of infirmity. Say it.
That spirit of infirmity.
Autism is broken.
Autism is
broken. In Joey's life.
In Joey's life.
And forever he gets to walk.
And forever he gets to walk.
As the Father made him in Jesus' mighty name.
And Dane as well.
And Dane as well, yes. And Rivers.
And Amanda.
Here, I got the list. And Owen and Missy and Brenton in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I started to lead us in that prayer. I want you to get real bold right now. Say to me, in the name of Jesus,
whose I am,
and whom I serve,
and my elder brother,
I rebuke you, fear. I rebuke you, confusion. Get off my family now.
Get off my family now.
We are free to walk with God.
We are free to walk with God.
And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. We done had us a night right here tonight, didn't we? Just be the Jesus he should be like. Forgiving, loving, joyful. Be the Bible he don't read. He rubs off on them. I actually told my husband that if he had Jesus in his heart, he would see things differently. Just don't beat them with the Bible, because Jesus wouldn't.
Right. We were talking about that the other day, how Jesus never hunted people down. They came to him seeking answers and healing.
Right. Jesus never hunted anybody down. They came to him. That's why when needy people begin to show up to you, use the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
At first, you might just say, I don't even know what to say, Pastor. Well, say this. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Pray this with me.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Father, I don't know this person.
Father, I don't know this person.
But you've never missed a day of their life.
But you've never missed a day of their life.
And I am deputized to use Jesus' name.
And I am deputized to use Jesus' name.
I am empowered by the Holy Spirit.
I am empowered by the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be made whole.
Be made whole.
It's literally that simple. If you start out with that simple prayer, God Almighty will begin the rest of the words to speak, and they'll just flow as you get into the situation. In Jesus' name. Well, Kathy, I didn't know you needed to be here. And I almost called you, but then happened. I think I got another cup of coffee or something. But the Holy Spirit let me know you was going to be here. Because if I had to be here within the first few minutes, I was going to message you and say, hey, you need to be here tonight. Now, I want everybody to have this understanding tonight. And then we're going to go to communion. Say this, I am born again.
I am born again.
And that is enough.
That is enough.
To have faith in his name.
To have faith
in his name.
In his name.
Think about it. If you're born again, you've already believed God for the greatest miracle there was. The greatest miracle there ever could be is you and I believing that we are born again. That's the greatest miracle there can be. Why? Because you can't do anything to be born again. If you don't receive Jesus, you will not be born again. So you already have probably the greatest faith there is the faith to receive salvation. And in many countries, they have faith for healing, but not for salvation. In America, we seem to have faith for salvation, but not for healing. But Jesus looked at him, and what did he say? Which is easier for me to say, be made whole, or thy sins be forgiven? And the reality is, they're both the same. What difference does it make? Be made whole or thy sins be forgiven? I love Jesus. Jesus gave us the example. He'd say, your faith is made whole. Go and sin no more. And to somebody else, he'd say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I was going to read. Let's do this. We got 7 or 9 o'clock. Let's read this verse. Mark 6:45. Say this with me. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Well, thank God, Kathy, you were here, and you received that courage and strength that you needed today. And remember, we're always here. I think I added you to that text thread of worship music. Those of you that are in that music thread, or it's a tent of meeting thread, at 5 o'clock every day, I'm going to put some songs in there. And they're the songs that Leanne and I are worshiping to right here. Hi, Christine. Bless you. They're the songs that you and I are worshiping to right here. Now watch this. When you worship too, you get connected in the same spirit that we're connected in. And that happens from 5 until 6, which is two hours before the program. You can't turn your whole day into this. But if you're cooking, kick the thing on. Just click on that video. It'll pop up on your phone. It'll pop up on your TV. And It'll be a blessing to you. I encourage you to be a part. If your name's not in that thread, let me know, and I'll be glad to add your name to it. Mark chapter 6. Where did I tell you to go? 45. All right? Jesus just fed the 5,000. Look at this, the 4,000, 5,000, 45. He made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida while he sent the multitude away. Watch this. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Jesus went to the mountain to pray after he sent the disciples across the sea in the boat. And then he sent the crowd away, and he went up in the mountain to pray. Now, wait a minute. He sent them in the boat. You don't have a boat. He knew he was going to go walking on that sea. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's see. Mary, Pastor Ed, I sent you an invitation today in your messenger. I think I sent one to you too today, Kathy Angaroni. Oh. We'll make sure you add it. I'll try again. If it didn't get through, I'll try again. All right? Now, it's not me singing. They're YouTube videos. Mary, Pastor Rick's like, Pastor, are you singing? I'll listen to it. No, it's not me. They're not as good as me, but anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Becca, I think I added you also today, but just check your Facebook Messenger for a post. All right. 47. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. He saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. Jesus was walking on the water, and look what it says, and he would have passed them by. He's just out strolling. What is it, Pastor? He was so in tune with the Father, that water had no fear of that water. He took superiority of that water and walked across that sea. Now watch what happens. When they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost. Whoa! They all saw him and were troubled. Immediately he talked with them and said to them, "Be good cheer, I be not afraid." Then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled, for they had not understood about the loaves because their heart was hardened. Now, why did you read this, Pastor? Because one of these nights, I'm actually going to teach this. It wasn't last night, and it wasn't tonight, but I want you to see this. Say this with me. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. He's the same. And he was superior to the forces of nature because he believed Genesis chapter 1, be fruitful, multiply, subdue this earth, and take dominion. Now, I encourage you every day to begin to use the name of Jesus. Walk through your house, touch their pillows, and say, in the name of Jesus, when you lay your head down on this pillow, you're going to rest in the joy and the comfort of the Lord. Lay your hands on their clothes in the closet and say, in the name of Jesus, when you clothe yourself, the peace of God is going to be with you. Grab their toothbrush and anoint it with oil if you need.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell you one more story. What time is it? I got 1 minute. Dr. Winston first went to Chicago. It's one of the coolest stories I ever heard. Lady come busted into the church and said, I need to talk to the pastor. He said, I'm the pastor. What can I do? She said, the drug dealer's taking over our street and our kids cannot even go out of the house to play. What are you going to do about it? He said, everybody grab hands. And they started praying in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God said to him, bless and anoint a bottle of anointing oil. Give it to her. Tell her to pour that anointing oil right down the center of the street from one block to the next. She took it. She went right to her street. She poured that bottle of anointing oil right down the center of the street from one block to another. And guess what? The drug dealers came out one more time for 1 hour and left and never came back to their street another day. Why? Because you can mess with the neighborhood watch and you can mess with the cops, but you can't mess with the presence and the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
Don't let destruction happen around you that you don't confront. Remember, you might say, well, Pastor, what if I don't know how to do it? If you do it wrong, you won't even know. And your heart's not to do wrong. Your heart is to do right. And Jesus, God, is that a good word tonight?
It was a good word.
I encourage you, share this with your friends and be blessed. Let's pray and we'll receive communion together. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus. Your name and faith in your name has made all of these people here tonight strong. Your name and faith in your name has made them strong. Now, we take this very simple faith that you have put inside of us by you living in it. And we go into our world every day and we change every atmosphere because you, Lord, are inside of us night and day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, and amen, and amen. Now, let's thank you for the verses. Everybody make sure, Sister Leanne, thank you for the verses. Everybody make sure you copy those verses and get them in your notes. Now, the New Covenant Worship. Christine Scargo will add you to that list as soon as the program is finished here. Now, in that list, let me say this about that list. It's designed for us to have communication about the tent of meeting as we get closer to it and as it begins to happen. But the Holy Spirit instructed me probably a month ago to just begin sharing with you the music that we were worshiping to every night, because before we come here, we're going to spend a time of worship and get our hearts tuned in from whatever's gone on in the day, get our hearts and minds tuned in to the presence. I know you can't stop necessarily somewhere and just pray, but you might be able to. I would encourage you to if you can. But if you're cooking supper, if you are maybe you're driving home from work or something, every one of them is going to be a YouTube video and you can just click it and let it play, and then the next one will come on, click it and let it play. If you need some good worship yet tonight as you go to sleep, man, that was good worship today. That was really good worship. Every one of them are great songs. and you'll enjoy them. And it won't be long. You'll learn the words to them. And I'm doing my best to keep putting stuff on there that is filled with the spirit of revival. There's 100,000 good songs. But what he's been instructing me on is to be focused on the spirit of revival.
Yeah.
Now, if you got a good one, I like them to last about 15 minutes long. That's what I like. Seems to be what he leads me to do. If you know of a good one that is the spirit of revival and worship and praise to the miracle working God, and you've noticed I haven't played it, make sure you send it to me in Messenger so I can see it, man. We can put it up there and we can make it a part of this in Jesus' name. Don't you just love our time together as a church family? I love every one of you guys. Thank you. Thank you for who you are in our lives. We truly do thank you. Mama, we're speaking with you too, man. God's got doors for you that are standing wide open, Velma. That which seemed dead is full of life, saying to you right now.
Yeah.
I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. There's things in your life, Velma, that have seemed like they were dead. And God says, I have brought these to life, and I am breathing life into you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you walk through the open doors and watch how I absolutely bless every part of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. What a word. Because you're faithful. I don't know what she was thinking, but because you're faithful. I love it when the Father says, because you're faithful. That's what he rewards. Bless you, Kelly Delkert. We love you, and we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you right here, right now, tonight. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat this, do it in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup. And he said, this is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And then verse 31. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In the mighty name of Jesus. There is no fear in the communion elements. Amen. There's no reason to be afraid of our Father's love for you. When you walk with him, like when each of us walk with him like we do here, there's no fear because we're walking in his righteousness every single day of our life. You might say, Pastor, I've been away from God. All right, pray this prayer with us. Mean it from the depths of your heart, and you'll no longer be away from God. You'll be right with him. You've been around for a long time. You do this with us every night. We call this a prayer of hallelujahification. Hallelujah. I'm born again, and my Father lives on the inside of me by the Spirit of Almighty God. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area
in
of my
every
life.
Every area.
According to John, Jesus is the door.
According to John, Jesus is the door.
And I enter in through Jesus.
And I enter in through Jesus.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you in every part of my life.
And I receive you in every part of my life.
In Jesus, my
name. In Jesus, my name.
Right now. Isn't that amazing? You can, it's an experience you can actually experience. Now do this. Put your sin in the ground and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I can't beat it.
I can't beat it on your own.
Turn your hands and turn them over and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Right now.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There it is. You prayed the prayer of salvation. Think about this. You just went from darkness to light in one prayer. One prayer. You just went from fear to faith in one prayer. There's nothing more important in anybody's life than the blood of Jesus and the broken body of Christ. And that beautiful new covenant worship caused you to go from your sin, which you have no ability to beat, into his righteousness, and the only way you can have it is receive it. And top it all off, he made you adopted into the family of God. How amazing is that in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. They put my email address and website in there and on purpose so that you have the ability to contact me and ask me questions, tell me your story, tell me your testimony. I got 10 verses. Wow. I got 10 verses I'm going to send you. Somebody asked me for the verses and I didn't get them sent before the program tonight, but we'll get them to you since we're done here. Foundation verses to just live in, meditate, speak them out loud. This is how it works. You send me an email, I'll send you one back. Some people send me two emails. That's right. My point is I'll answer any email you send me. And will be a blessing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Those verses will help you be established in the things of God. Any question you have about them, you might say, Pastor, this don't even make sense. That's all right. Keep communicating with us because we got a good bunch of believers here that we want to help you know that you can walk with God every single day of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this New Covenant Worship Communion service is on our website. So if you want to do this at home with your family every day, you can. If there's days you can't be with us, don't stop taking communion because you're not with us. Receive communion every single day. Because Jesus said, you proclaim my redemptive work in your life. That's a powerful thing to do in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Let's bless our elements. Run and get some elements real quick. I'll pause 10 seconds. All right, I'll talk while I pause 10 seconds. When the Father gave me this communion service, At the beginning, well, way back, probably 15 years ago, it wasn't like it is today, but it had so much power for so many people. And since we've been here, you're not supposed to be eating Oreo cookies. Get some communion elements ready.
Yeah.
All right. And watch this. There's been a lot of people. This is the first time they ever received communions right here with us like this.
Yeah.
Didn't I see Elisa Craig earlier?
In the morning.
Oh, in the morning. All right. We want you to be a part of this. Let's bless our elements. Say this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am
healed. I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing.
Every joint supplying in my body, from your body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community, and right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Say it with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing
force. On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission. In my life. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation. With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I live by the faith of Jesus.
And I live by the faith of Jesus.
Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
Spirit boldly. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly. To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
And I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
and
Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life forever.
Is cast down in my life forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the body of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And they sang a hymn. You ready? Let's sing, "Oh, the blood of Jesus." Oh, the blood of Jesus. Too long. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washed me white as snow. We haven't done one of those yells in a while. Somebody shout glory be to God.
It's an exhausting evening.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. All of you on YouTube, we love you. Thank you for being with us Sunday. Chris, thank you for holding YouTube down over there. Christine Scargill, bless you, ma'am. It's good to see you back with us. If you don't see that thread show up in your messenger, make sure you text me in Facebook Messenger. Not from this site, my personal one. All right? That way I get you connected in the way you can. And, you know, if you like to play good music, get to something. This is a good list of songs you can go back and listen to anytime you want to. They're all YouTube, so you can play them on your smart TV. And we learned the other day, if you got a smartphone with the cast ability on it, let's see, this little device right up here, that little
square with the broadcast.
That little square with the broadcast thing on it right there lets you cast that over to your TV. All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being a part of what's happening here. Wow. Now, if some of you are like, Pastor, I want to do a little bit more around here. I got lots to do. And, oh, my goodness. Can you pin something so I can
That's
see comments? Rebecca, we love you. Hey, everybody, let's pray for Rebecca real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless our sister Rebecca, the beautiful daughter of Zion, loves you with all of her heart. We speak life to you, Rebecca Smith, Kathy Angaroni, Wilma Tony, Shannon Tony, how about Tony, Becca Chapman, Sunday Geyser, Chris Geyser, Christine Scargill, Audrey Van Gessel, Dan and Gwen Cottle, Dave and Gwen Sweeney. Father, may everyone who comes here receive this same presence
this same relief, the same knowledge and knowing. Callie Ducker, this is for you. Mary Pastor, same knowing that this family truly loves her. The same knowing. Lord, we haven't seen Brother Chris Timmer. Help us get connected tonight in one way or another. And in the mighty name of Jesus, may our friends be strong and be blessed. Joy Welch. Well, check out. It's good to have you with us, Joy.
Good to have you with us.
Glad to have you with us.
Sunday, love you.
Good night, guys. Good night, Sunday, Chris. Amen. Well, that's just awesome. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak the peace of God and the love of God and the love of the brotherhood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm going to pray another prayer. Every family that has connected with this gathering of believers here. Wait, Loretta Perot, you were with us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over these families tonight. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus, may there always be a sense of relief that comes over them as they join in the program with us at night. Brother Robert Mulderman, we bless you, man. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be yours. May his blessing that adds no sorrow with it be yours. In the mighty name of Jesus. And my closing verse for tonight, oh my goodness. Father, bless our dear friends, Julian and Vimala. Have to leave now. Got to get the police to cross over to Penang. Love and hugs to you and Leanne and the community. We will listen tomorrow, but we'll be gone in the evening. Keep praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, help our brother and our sister. Thank you for the United States of America. Bless our brother Julian and sister Vimala. May they be the most amazing powerhouse, power force that any of their friends have ever seen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be safe, guys. We love you. Father, help us as Americans to not take it for granted the beautiful life that we have here. And that's serious. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Oh, my closing verse, Ephesians 3:20. I got 30 seconds. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. That means ask it and think it. According to the power that is at work on the inside of us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations. Forever and ever. Amen. Now, and the new program we've been talking about, living long and prospering. Today's title was, May the Fourth Be With You on Cinco de Mayo. So make sure you catch today's program. It was a good one. Happens at noon in the mighty name of Jesus. Until we see you again, this is what we say. We love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord.